John Kerry promises UN $10 billion in U.S. taxpayer dollars annually for climate crisis. By Simon Kent on March 11, 2022. Climate czar John Kerry told an informal UN Security Council meeting on Wednesday that President Joe Biden is committed to increasing U.S. funding to developing countries by upwards of $10 billion annually to help combat the climate crisis. Kerry told the meeting on climate finance for sustaining peace and security U.S. taxpayer dollars will be forthcoming and placed at the disposal of the globalist body to help redistribute wealth in a time of crisis to poorer countries that need it most. AP reports last September, he said, Biden promised to increase annual U.S. climate finance to over $11 billion, quadrupling the funding from the 2009 to 2017 presidency of Barack Obama, when Biden was vice president. And that increase is going to help us to deliver on $100 billion, Kerry said. We're doing just a little bit shy of that for 2022. It is absolutely clear we will have it for 2023. I still think we can get it for 2022. Kerry, a longtime friend and Senate colleague of Biden, said as part of increased U.S. efforts at last November's UN climate summit in Glasgow, Biden announced an emergency plan for adaptation and resilience. It is going to help more than 500 million people in developing countries to be able to manage the impacts of the climate crisis by 2030, he said. The AP report outlined he said the administration is working with the U.S. Congress to produce $3 billion annually for the program and to increase adaptation efforts for 2024. It's the largest kind of commitment like this that the United States has ever made in our history, he said. But Kerry said to totally fund the economic transition that all countries must make to tackle climate change, it's going to require not just $100 billion but trillions of dollars. No single government, no group of governments, can meet the $2.5 trillion to $4.6 trillion deficit that we face in order to effect this transition, he said. AP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.